For some analysis of that Crimean referendum a week ago in which a majority of Crimeans said they wanted to become a part of Russia and the subsequent annexation of Crimea by Moscow, VOA's Carol Castillo spoke with Joshua Tucker, professor of politics and Slavic and Russian studies at New York University. She asked him what factors played into President Putin's push to annex Crimea. He said there were several diverse factors.
I think the simplest way to start thinking about distinctions here is whether Putin is generally being driven here by international concerns or security concerns, or Putin has been driven primarily by domestic politics concerns in Russia. The simplest to start with is the security concerns. One way of looking at this, and one way that people have posited, is that in the aftermath of the Euromaidan protests, which led to the Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych, fleeing the country, that the Russians looked at this situation and saw a genuine security threat, and in particular were worried either maybe very specifically about the fate of the Black Sea fleet and Russia's continued access to the Black Sea, or maybe more generally about what the long-term ramifications would look like of Russia losing an ally right on its border, and then wondering if Russia does nothing about this, what message does this send in the future? So that's sort of one security concern way of looking at it. The other way that people have been throwing out and talking about is whether or not this is part of a larger movement on the part of Putin, trying to think about Russia's future and Russia's place in the world. Now, a lot of people who are subscribing to what could be loosely called the Greater Russia approach to Putin's thinking point to a 2005 speech that Putin made where he called — the language is a little bit in dispute — but where he essentially referred to the breakup of the Soviet Union as one of the great tragedies of the 21st century. If you take this vantage point, then you have a picture of Putin who sort of as leader is motivated perhaps for his legacy, perhaps for believing that this is what is in long-term Russia's security interests, in the idea that Putin wants to in some way, shape, or form restore Russia to its prior greatness. Now, I don't think many people think that this involves a full-scale reconstitution of the former Soviet Union. However, people have suggested that what this may mean is that when opportunities present themselves in order to address the situation, especially if places where there are large numbers of Russians living, Putin will take the opportunity because he sees this in sort of Russia's long-term interests.
You talked about he takes advantage of opportunities that present themselves. At the same time, he himself manufactures situations. For example, he actually fomented much of the trouble in Crimea, not to say that there weren't Russian speakers who were obviously interested in going back, so to speak, to Russia. But how do you view that? And what about the aftermath of what we just saw? Is the annexing of Crimea the last step or the first step on a slippery slope whereby Russia is going to be interested in eastern Ukraine? Because Ukraine, some analysts have said, is very personal to Putin. It's really something that he has always considered part of sort of greater Russia. So this is really a battleground.
Well, honestly, I don't know the answer to that question, and I'm not going to pretend to know the answer to the question. But I think that's why it's useful to begin thinking through these things in terms of what we think the ultimate motivation is. If the ultimate motivation was really about a fear, a security concern, after the change of government in Ukraine revolving around the Black Sea Fleet, that's something that can be assuaged, right? There, one might think that there are ways, and that may or may not include Crimea joining Russia, but there are ways that Russia's interests could be mollified in that particular regard.
I just want to interrupt briefly because this leads me to ask you, again, we saw in the referendum there was an either-or, either Crimea becomes part of Russia or it goes back to some kind of 1992 constitution. There was never an option to remain within Ukraine. And President Obama, European leaders criticized Putin for not talking, trying to dialogue with the government. But he, of course, considers this government a renegade government in Ukraine. He doesn't see their legitimacy. At the same time, now, after this referendum, Russia is forced to talk with Ukraine because Crimea is dependent on Ukraine for water, electricity, a number of things. So whether he likes it or not, there's going to have to be dialogue. And what I'm getting to is the fact that had he talked to the leaders, presumably they could have worked out a modus vivendi. Again, this goes back to what I've heard analysts say is that for Vladimir Putin, there is no such thing as a win-win situation. It's either, you know, I win, you lose, or you lose and I win.
Again, I mean, I think this is all ongoing and happening so quickly, it's presumptuous for anyone to explain what the actual thinking is on the part of Putin. What I would say, though, is, again, it's helpful to have these frames of references, right? If this is about a greater Russia strategy, where the idea is that Putin, over the course of his remaining time in power, would like to repatriate as much territory from the old former Soviet Union as he can get away with into Russia, then that suggests one set of outcomes. If, on the other hand, it's about a security concern, then I think we have to wonder, you know, from Putin's position, what did he see as the best strategy for enhancing his security in this particular area?
And that was taking Crimea and not even trusting that this interim government, which he considers illegitimate, would take his interests into consideration.
Well, clearly at this point, it looks like what the Russians wanted was, before they got into any discussions with anybody, is to have in their hip pocket this vote with overwhelming support for the first option on the referendum, the decision to reunite with Russia. But there still may absolutely be the possibility that this is part of a calculated negotiated strategy.
That is Joshua Tucker, professor of politics and Slavic and Russian studies at New York University. He was speaking with Carol Castiel, who is host of our program Press Conference USA. You can hear more of their conversation by going to our website at voanews.com and look for Press Conference USA under the Programs tab.